Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
You guys, we are back. We're back. Thank you for joining me on Probably Podcast. And thank you guys for allowing me. I'm acting like you guys are my boss. You kind of are. You kind of do control me. But like, thank you for allowing me this break. Thank you for allowing me my little beep, beep, boop, bop, bop, I have nothing to say era and moment in time, because I'm back, baby. And I have so many fucking things to say. Okay. A lot of them. First and foremost, guys, I'm engaged. What the fuck? Sorry, I'm screaming into the mic. But like, I just sometimes look down at my hands and I'm like, would you just look at that? Would you just look at that man who's going to be with me forever in the form of a rock on my hand? And I love that for me. But I'm sorry to say that that is not what we're going to start the season out with. I want to have a full engagement episode with James on. And that is going to be at a later date. Not too late, but like, it's just not first. Okay. So welcome to my new podcast studio. This is exciting. I am so obsessed with this. It's very girly. It's very feminine. We will dabble between this room and the next room. If I'm ever feeling like I want to be in my little Ralph Lauren polo lounge, I'll also do that. But I just love having this here. It was a labor of love because this wallpaper is something, and it really is covering the entire room, and it took a long time. But little by little, we are renovating this house, and you guys have asked for updates about that too, so I'll give them to you. But mostly, I'm just jacked up on caffeine and blue light, and I'm just so happy to be back, okay? So where should we start? I was talking to producer Courtney before this, and she's like, I feel like we haven't recorded a solo podcast in years. And I was like, years. It's been years. I actually did ask you guys, I was like, where did we leave off? Like, where did we actually leave off? Because it's been a minute. So I've written notes as per usual. And we're going to give you guys an update. The number one thing that you guys asked about, and I kind of like low-key forgot about it, but the granny landlord update, let me tell you, have I gotten my security deposit back? Have they been brought to justice? No. They have not, because I have been very, very busy and I have just not filed the paperwork with the magistrate's office, and I need to do that. And my parents, my dad asks me biweekly, have you filed? They are like on it. Like, my mom and dad think this was so messed up what happened, not to mention they just like have had rental properties in the past, and they're like, you can't do that. Like, these women can't keep doing this. I will tell you what I did do, however. I did leave a note in the with my contact information, leave a letter. I was gonna knock on the door, but like, I just didn't want anyone to think I was being like aggressive, or like them be like, what the fuck, this is so weird. Also, I didn't want them to think I was like soliciting and like selling makeup kits or something. But I left a note that basically said like really nicely, like, listen, this was my experience. I have talked to the past two previous tenants before me. This was also their experience. I cannot suggest enough for you to take video footage of the entire home from top to bottom whenever you're starting out, and also discuss with them about repainting their entire home afterwards. Maybe just bring up to them, that you're aware that every tenant in the past has had to repaint, pay for and repaint the entire inside of this four bedroom home, and has also had to pay for repainting and pressure washing the front and back porch. And that has been every tenant's experience. And so maybe you just bring it up to them and let them know that you want to be sure that that won't be the case with you. They came back to me so nice. They were like, oh my gosh, we cannot believe this was your experience. Like, we do know that they are older women. Again, not trying to be ageist here, but, and I didn't bring up their age. I just said, like, the, you know, the person who actually helped me secure the place, the technical, like the, what is her name? She's not her name, because I'm not giving names, but like the person who's just like in charge of the listing, the real estate agent, I guess, I don't know, but not the actual owners, you know, my landlord, not the owners. She was lovely. And I said that, I was like, you know, she tried to help me out where she could. She felt like really in the middle of it, and I get it, it's her job, but this is what the owners did. And I would say the owners seem a bit, I used the word ornery. And so we had a really good conversation. They were like, what the fuck, that is so fucked up. And I was like, I know. So just make sure that you guys don't suffer that, because the main reason my parents keep pressing me and James keeps pressing me, like, you've got to take them, it's not to get $2,000 back, right? Like, at the end of the day, like, that's not like keeping me up at night. What's keeping me up at night is the fact that they truly keep doing this to people, and that they're going to have this rental property for however long, and they just keep getting to not pay the expenses that they need to pay as homeowners. So anyways, that's the update. I do still want to bring the grannies to justice, but it's just been on the back burner a little bit for me. But my parents are like, my mom actually said that, she's like, I'll do it. I'll file the paperwork. And I was like, okay, no, slay, mom. Like, actually, yes, please do that for me. So my dad too, he was like, we'll do it, but like, you have to do something about this. They cannot get away with it. And I was like, okay, you guys feel very passionate about this. I kind of want to take it to like Mari and just have it on daytime television, and we could just duke it out, you know? All right. So that is the update with the landlord situation. However, this house we own. We own this house. We are the homeowners. And let me tell you something. Y'all want an update, and you want to know about, also, like, these pillows are really cute. You want to know about all the renovations. So we've done the podcast room. We've done the Ralph Lauren room. It's what I keep calling it, like the cigar room, polo lounge. I don't fucking know, but it's just giving like that old leather plaid, like equestrian vibe that I really like. And the kitchen is nearly done. The only thing I have left is I have to get a hood. I forgot I needed one of those. All right. And now I just have this big blank space where there should be a hood, and there's just like this big silver thing hanging down for ventilation, and it's not cute. And I have to get one because James and I are hosting Christmas this year. And I think I've told you guys that, but we are hosting Christmas in our home. His family is staying with us. My family is staying with us. Well, they're not all staying in one house because we couldn't physically put 10 separate people in three bedrooms. But we found an Airbnb that's literally right next door. And I didn't know what to do. I didn't know. I was like, obviously, like, my family is my family. So I was like, wait, they should stay. And then James is like, wait, mine should stay. And I called my mom and I was like, what do you guys want to do? And my mom's like, your father and I have like been in Nashville many, many times with you. We have celebrated Christmas many times with you there. They're coming from London, all the way from London. Let them stay there. We'll get an Airbnb nearby. And I was going to let them just stay with Taylor and Mike, because obviously Taylor and Mike live next door, but Taylor and Mike's family are coming in and celebrating Christmas with them. So all this to be said, the way that I just cannot wait for Christmas, because it's going to be Taylor's family, my family, James's family, and all of us are just going to be together with all these different accents floating around. And I'm elated. I can't wait. And the fact that my family gets to meet James' family, obviously they talk on FaceTime all the time, and my mom and his mom text each other a good bit, frightening. They have never technically met in person, and I'm just really excited. So that will be exciting. And the house is basically all the way done. I had to, like, this is a finance podcast, so I did have to slow down a little bit on all the things I was trying to do. And I know you guys know that I'm not patient. And James was like, you know, we don't have to do it all at once. And I was like, on the contrary, yes, we do. Because I really would just rather get it all done at once and then just like drain my bank account all at once and just be like, oh my God, look at our house. And James is like, hey, we should reel this in. And I'm like, you're kind of right. And I hate that about you. So we did the bathroom, the primary bath we did. And then we did, We painted our bedroom. We totally renovated the kitchen. And I'm letting the sleeping dogs lie with the upstairs. And the part of me really wanted to renovate the upstairs bathrooms for all of our guests that will be staying with us. But I'm like, you know what? This is still a new house and the bathrooms are fucking fine, Shannon. Like, relax, okay? You know, MTV Cribs ain't coming into this bitch anytime soon. So everything will be okay. And the people that are visiting us love us. They love us. So they will be happy regardless. Okay, so what else has happened? James's mom came to Franklin. She came to Franklin and she stayed with us for, I think it was like 4 days. Yeah, 4 days. It was so much fun. I just, you know, James hasn't been home for a while back to Europe to see his family. So the fact that like his mom came all the way here just to spend some time with him and us was just so sweet. I just feel like James really needed it. Like, you know, like he's like a grown man. He's never going to be like, I miss my mommy and daddy. But like, you could just tell he just felt really, really, really happy to be like with his family and his mom. And it was just really sweet. And we got to show her Franklin and we took her to Broadway and Nashville. And she was like, oh my God. And I was like, uh-huh, this is what it is. And it just got me really excited for the rest of his family to be here on Christmas because his brother and sister will be here. And I cannot wait for them to experience Broadway in all of its chaos and mayhem. It's just going to be really, really fun. There is quite literally nothing better than when a company that I am already obsessed with and use literally all the time decides that I can talk about them on my podcast. I mean, working with Drizly, which is my favorite alcohol delivery app, is a dream come true, baby, because I have legit been using them since they started. Like the second I found out that they existed, I was like, that makes my life so much easier. It has been my go-to app for drink delivery for years because it is the most convenient way to get beer, wine, spirits, whatever you want delivered right to your doorstep when you want it. And they're quick too. There have been so many times that I've been at a friend's house and someone along the way, whoever got to the party, forgot something and they're all trying to decide who's going to go to the store. And I'm like, you guys, why aren't we using Drizly? It's literally the best invention ever. I've used Drizly so many times for gifts too. Like anytime that you want to send a housewarming or engagement, birthday, you name it, a bottle of champagne, whatever. It is perfect when you are a last minute girly like me because you can get it in a jiffy or just schedule it ahead and be delivered whenever you want. Also, you guys, Thanksgiving, Friendsgiving, all of these things are coming up now, all right? And you are going to be running around your house, hosting and cooking a turkey, and there's inevitably going to be something that you forget, me as well. So genuinely, I'm just so thankful that Drizly exists to fix all of our problems. And the selection is amazing because it's all broken down in the app by selections of like wine, beer, etc. You can just type in exactly what you want, eggnog, you name it, whatever you're looking for, and they will search a store nearby you and see if they have it. I've just been a fan forever. So like I said, I love the opportunity to talk about Drizly with you guys. So obviously, you guys have to try Drizly because it is just the best thing that ever existed, literally ever. So download the Drizly app today or go to drizly.com. That's Drizly.com. And you must be 21 or older, not available in all locations. So after she was here, I had the most incredible opportunity to go to Paris with Bridget for her collection with Revolve, which is honestly just like so peak and so fucking cool. We were not shaking our asses on yachts. We were shaking our asses in front of the Eiffel Tower. And that made me very happy, very pleased. I need to have Bridget on the podcast because she had like the wedding of the century and she was bride of the century. And I need to just have her on. But basically she did a collection with Revolve and she was able to invite some friends and some girls on a trip of her choosing. She decided to go to Paris. It was so cool because obviously like Revolve funded the whole thing. So like we were staying at the Ritz, like it was just so motherfucking luxe and so cool. And I could literally probably never, I don't want to say never, I'm not going to manifest never being able to afford to stay there. But like that is something that I personally would not be shelling out dough for right now. And the fact that I got to experience it with two girls that are just so much fun. Paige was there. I need to have Paige Lawrence on this podcast too, because we have so much to chat about her and I could just talk for literal days and we do sometimes, but it was just fun. It was just like a really good old fashioned freaking girls trip. And her collection is elite. This is coming out on November 21st. So her collection launched on the 10th. I don't know if there's any pieces left by the time this podcast comes out, but if there are, it will not be restocking, I'm pretty sure. So you need to go get it pronto because it is just like some amazing holiday pieces. And they're pretty affordable too. Like nothing's over $300 and they're really, really cool pieces. So go check that out. And Bridget, I love you for having me on your trip. It was just iconic. Let me tell you a couple things about this. So we basically just boofed around town in Paris. We went to gorgeous dinners. We had amazing like girl time in the hotel. We shot her collection. It was just so much fun. But I posted this and you guys are like, what are you talking about? Okay, so I posted that I was like, do you guys remember the plane story about the lady who shushed me on the plane? Okay, I was like, boy, do I have a story for you guys. And y'all were like, is she in Paris? And I'm like, no, I couldn't pick the lady out of a lineup. I don't know what the fuck she looks like. I couldn't remember. I was crying. I couldn't remember what she looked like. She was just mean. But I was referencing that because like a similar situation happened, but I'm so proud of myself. I'm so proud of myself because I haven't practiced telling you guys a story. I've just thought about telling you all the story so many times that I'm like really jazzed for it. Okay. So we are in Paris. It is like a random Wednesday, I think, at this point. And Bridget and I, it's 3 p.m. And I don't know why me. I'm like, I don't know what possessed us. Bitch, it was me. I was like, we should go drink champagne somewhere. And she was like, I agree. We had just gone to lunch. And so we'd gone to lunch at like 12:30, 1, and then been there to like 3. And then as we were going back to the hotel, we were like taking some pictures. And I was like, you know what would be better if we had alcohol? Inside of us. So we should go do that. So anyways, I suggested we go find a bar. Well, where we were staying close to the Ritz, it's in the first arrondissement. I don't know what the fuck that means. I think it's like neighborhoods in Paris. Anyways, we were in an area of town that was fabulous because it was just nothing but designer stores and shopping and so, so cute. But because of the area we were in, we actually weren't close to too many bars. We went on the hunt for bars. Like, I was like, where is a bar? Where is a cafe? Where is literally anything? Where is a brasserie? Where is it? Okay. And we finally see this like bar/restaurant. It's like small, it's tucked in a little alleyway-ish amongst all the shops. And we walk in and we're convinced it's closed, right? Because it is this like weird in between time of like 3:30, whatever, like not dinner, not lunch, like 3:30. And we just see a guy in there just like wiping down glasses. And I'm like, hey, are you guys open? And he was like, of course. I'm gonna fuck up the French accent so bad because I only do the British accent well now, so I can't do the French accent. Okay, anyways. Poupou la pou, pipi la pa. Okay, so I'm trying to practice it before I do it. Okay, so he's like, oh, but of course, yes, come in. And he's so nice, right? And he's like, yeah. And he tries to seat us at a table. And me and Bridget are like, no. And if you follow Bridget, which you should, she is just like a breath of fresh air. She's so fun. She's always like, she is just really fun to be around because she's always like, okay, wait, tell me this. Okay, do you think like she just always has like a fun story or like a fun idea to talk about? And I don't just know how to explain that she is like very entertaining. And if you follow her on Instagram, you are very entertained by her stories on Instagram, etc. So just like understand that vibe, that whenever her and I were together, when the guy tried to sit us at a table, we were like, no. And here's the thing. Let's be very clear about the dynamic between American girls going into Paris. We know what we are to you guys. We know that we are the basic bitches that think berets are worn and baguettes are eaten. And we know that that is us. And we are leaning into it, especially because we were on a girls trip with Revolve. Like, I'm sorry, I was not trying to act too cool for school. When I went to Paris with James, I was like trying to like be like blasé and like so Parisian and like fit in a little bit. When I went with the girls, I was like, not us American girls on this trip. Like, I did not care at all whatsoever. I was leaning into it and we had the time of our lives, okay? But do not think that it's lost on me that we are basic bitches in Paris and we're also American, which knocks us down two levels immediately. It's not lost on me, okay? I'm fine with that. I understand that and I do not combat that whatsoever. I'm actually like really fucking scared of French people because it's when James and I went, I actually posted like a questionnaire and everyone's like, are French people as mean as everyone says? And like, yes and no, for the most part, everyone was so lovely and nice to us. But then like you do get in a taxi cab in Paris and you like, you feel like you just gave them the biggest burden of their life when you're actually just like paying them to take you somewhere, which is their job. They're like, ugh, okay. Like you just like, there are certain, yes, people in Paris and in France, I think that are genuinely not happy that you're American and you're there. And I'm like, okay. So anyways, that's not lost on me. And we go into there and it's me and Bridget. So like I said, now that I've explained us together, we are like walking in and he tries to sit us at a table and we're like, no, we want to hang out with you. Like we want to sit at the bar with you. And he was like, oh, you want to sit at the bar with me? And we're like, yeah. And he's like, amazing. And we just start chatting it up with him. Okay. He tells us not his life story, but we do find out that he used to be a barber or a hairstylist and he really wants to get back into it. He started pulling up. We're like, oh my God, Slay, you should quit your job here and you should go back to doing hair. And he's like, yeah, he starts showing us these like intricate, like, I mean, we were like, show us your work. And he's like showing us the most like, this man ain't just cutting bangs, okay? He has the most intricate braided hairstyles, like in shapes, in letters. Like he has braided these people's hair into like, you can't even imagine. It was the coolest thing ever. We were like, what are you doing? Still working here? Follow your passion. Like we're just having the best time with this bartender, okay? And he's loving us. All right. And that's not like a, oh, he's like, oh, these Americans are paying me and drinking. Fine, I'll pretend. Like, you could tell he was genuinely having a good time speaking to us. Guys, my goal in life was literally to have a closet just like Cher's from Clueless. And I feel like I'm well on my way because we're finally renovating and getting a cute closet. But you know that closet I'm talking about, right? The one where she can just scroll seemingly limitless options and the computer tells her exactly what matches and what doesn't. Well, consider me arrived since I've discovered what it's like to have a personal stylist with Stitch Fix. Stitch Fix is a new way to find trendy and cool pieces without going to hundreds of stores and trying on clothes for hours. Think of it like your new stylist. They help collaborate with you on what you love and don't love, and then they curate the perfect looks for you without breaking the bank. They put together some, like, I can pull really cool items. Like, I have no issue with that. But for some reason, like, coming up with casual staples is just hard. So with my last Stitch Fix order, I asked them to come up with some, like, good basics and staples. And I don't know why my brain can't put together jeans and a white top, but, like, they just really helped me create these elevated basics that I loved. And I was able to help with them. And they collaborate with you, like I said, on what you love and don't love, and then they make the perfect look. Okay, so you just share your size, your style, your budget with a quick style quiz. They send you 5 looks right to your door. Keep what you want, send back what you don't. They take care of shipping and return costs too. It's amazing. Just simply order a refresh as needed or set it and forget it with regular fixes. The best part about it is you're in control, okay? And like I said, use them for in between funny times too, when you're like, it's not winter yet, but it's fall, but it's cold and it's hot. You know what I'm talking about? When you got heated seats on in the morning, but then you're sweating your booty off in the afternoon. Yeah, I am lost on what to wear during that season as well. So Stitch Fix also came in clutch whenever I was needing help with that. And by the third order, you could tell that my Stitch Fix stylist really understood my vibe and what I wanted, which was fantastic. So a massive thanks to Stitch Fix, because they just get me and they probably will get you too. So try today at stitchfix.com/probably, and you'll get 25% off when you keep everything in your fix. That's stitchfix.com/probably. stitchfix.com/probably. We're laughing, we're talking. Now, this is also something I must note. I am sure that Bridget and I were being loud. I am sure of it. I am sure we were being loud, and I'm sure because the whole entire place was empty other than quite literally us and the bartender who we were talking to, I'm sure that we were louder than we would have been if we had walked into a busy or crowded, you know, like bar or restaurant with other people. So we have a glass of champagne, maybe 2. I don't even think we had 2 glasses of champagne. But we were just like having the best time. We were talking and getting, you know, probably loud. And all of a sudden, at some point, I see someone, she doesn't tap my shoulder. She just walks into our line of view and she says to us, excuse me. And we turn and look at her and we're like, yeah. And she's like, my husband and I are over there and we're trying to have a conversation and we can't even hear ourselves think. You two girls are so loud. We literally cannot hear ourselves think. Do you mind keeping it down? Because you are almost screaming at each other. And Bridget and I are literally like, yeah, so sorry. And Bridget's like, I'm so sorry. And I was like, yes, I'm so sorry. And I felt immediately I felt that way that I felt on the plane when the lady was like, shh, when, if you recall the story, the fucking flight attendant, the kind and nice flight attendant, literally came over to me and asked if I wanted to turn my light on to eat because I had my light turned off to try to be nice to the lady sleeping next to me. And I was eating in the dark because I was like, oh, she's sleeping. I want to be polite and nice. And then whenever he came over and said, do you want to turn your light on? I said, no, that's okay. I don't mind. I'm almost done eating anyways. And then she stood up and went, shh. And I was like, are you fucking kidding me? And what did I do? I cried. I stewed about it. I don't know why it affected me so much because she was so mean and miserable. I was texting Taylor like so upset. I thought about it. This is just a recap of the story really quick, but I thought about it for like 3 days. Like I could not get over it, how mean it was and all the stuff that I wish I would have said and how like, how dare she not only shush me and basically spit in my face when she did it, but like come into my personal space. Like she left her pod. Also, we're flying first class, lady. Like you can't just be like that. Like comes into my personal space to shush me like I'm like a kid in her kindergarten class. Like whenever I was doing all these things to be kind to her. Anyways, I could not let it go. And it really bothered me to the point that I remember telling James I was getting a massage when we were in Cape Town. And I couldn't stop thinking about the things I wish I would have said to this lady. Like I was just really torn up about it. And everyone, I am so glad because when I told the story and actually when I'm retelling it right now, I'm like, oh my God, is that like, you're so not well, Shannon. But a lot of you guys have literally responded to that story so similarly and are like, this is me. I can't let it go. I'll fight with shampoo bottles in my shower and I'll wish like hell I had said something. So anyways, that's just the demise that I live in with being a chronic people pleaser, okay? Please tattoo, no worries if not, on my fucking forehead. So anyways, she says this to me. Me and Bridget immediately are like, I'm so sorry. And here's the thing to know about me and Bridget. We have been online friends for a very long time, but we've only just recently started hanging out in person finally. And so, you know, still getting to know each other on that like really deep personal level. And I am laughing because Bridget probably thinks I am like this feisty, crazy firecracker redhead, which like slay I am kind of, but you guys know that I am a people pleaser who would never, does not like confrontation as much as like the granny thing. Like I didn't say a word like Mike did. Like I didn't have the balls to say anything to them really. I was just like, oh, I can't believe it. And then like stewed about it afterwards. So anyways, she says that we both look at her. We're like, we're so sorry. We're so sorry. And she walks away and I look at Bridget and I'm like, we're in a bar. Like we're literally in a bar. And then Bridget says, kind of loud-ish too, she's like, yeah, like, you could have been nicer about that. The lady turns around and she looks at me and she goes, Walt, excuse me, I do not know what happened next, except I remember every ounce of it. I did not black out. It wasn't one of those moments where like, I blacked out. I don't know what happened. I don't know what came. But I will say, I don't know what came over me. I do wonder, again, I was not like, we had had one glass of champagne. So it wasn't like I was drunk and belligerent and like, I can't believe I said that. I was like hammered. Like, no, I wasn't. Like I had had a glass of champagne and I think we were about to order a second. Or maybe he was pouring the second one. So I'd had like a glass and a half. I don't fucking know. All this to be said, it was not liquid courage. Something inside of me just came over me and I do credit it. Once I've started to try to break it down, I'm like, I do think it has something, a little something to do with me being with James and like understanding British people a little bit more. And this is not to bash British people at all. I truly like obviously love, I love a British man. I love his family. James's family is so lucky and I talk about it all the time. And when I have Anna Grace on here, I'm going to talk about how I manifested my in-laws because they're exactly what I wanted. But like, I love British people, but I understand British people a little bit more. And I understand different levels of British people and different kinds of British people, etc. And it hit me as she was speaking that she was British, not French. And I was like, oh, a fucking course these two British people just came in here to tell the fucking Americans that they were, and here it was the way she said it, you know what I mean, it was the rudeness, the cruelty in which she said it was so much like that lady on the plane that was like shh. And so she was like, you know, we can't even hear ourselves think, you're being so loud, you're basically screaming, you're practically screaming at each other, blah blah blah, yeah, could you please keep it down, and then walked away. And so she turned around after I said we're at a bar, and Bridget was like, yeah, that was a very nice way to ask. And by the way, the bartender's like at a tennis match, right? And she turns around and she's like, well, excuse me. And I looked at her and I said, we're at a bar. I said, we're at a bar. And you could have asked that nicer. You could have asked us to be more quiet, nicer. And she was like, I could have asked you nicer. How could I ask you nicer? When you girls, this is the part that I'm kind of messing up. She didn't say much else. She was a gasp that I spoke back to her. And she was like, really? She's like, I was supposed to ask you nicer when you girls are screaming at a bar. And I was like, if you want to go somewhere for some peace and quiet at 3:30 on a Wednesday, find a library, okay? And she's like, my husband and I are trying to speak to each other. I was like, then talk to each other and be nicer to other patrons in the bar. If you want us to be quiet, we will. Because here is the thing. And I'm going to interrupt myself about 14 times during the story. But here's the thing. And when I called my mom about this, she was like, there's a Key and Peele. If you guys know who those comedians are, there's a Key and Peele bit or skit or whatever you want to call it. That's fucking hilarious that me and Taylor always quote to each other. It's this like really funny skit where these two guys, Key and Peele, are basically saying that they call their wife a bitch. And the whole concept of the skit is that they're like, you said that. You called her a bitch. You said that. And me and Taylor always do that with each other. If someone tells a story and I'm like, you said that to Mike. And she's like, okay, no, I didn't say that to Mike. But I thought that. So like this whole, I call my mom and my mom's like, you said that. And I was like, yeah, mom, I did. And my mom was like, here's the thing I know about you, Shannon. Had this lady, I am so fucking nice. I am such a people pleaser. If she would have walked over and been like, hey, you girls are really loud and we're really trying to have a conversation. Like, I know y'all are having a fun time, but if you don't mind, like if she would have said it, even still kind of like saucy, I would have not only apologized like we did actually at the very start. I would have not only apologized, I would have sent her and her husband a round of drinks. I would have gone out of my way. I would have left the restaurant and been like, I am so sorry again. Gosh, we're just loud Americans. Like I would have gone out of my way to do that, but she didn't. Okay. So guys, I know better than anyone that the holidays can be a lot. And my family definitely listens to this podcast, so no shade against them, but I'm just from a loud, boisterous Southern family, and sometimes the holidays can be a little draining. I am sure I am a part of that myself, I know, but not this year, all right? Because this year I am enjoying the holidays thanks to the gift of therapy, but therapy from none other than Talkspace. Talkspace offers both therapy and psychiatry from the comfort of my phone. And y'all know I always got my phone in my hand. I can reach out to my provider anytime. It's like having a little mental health professional in my pocket. Like they are literally always there no matter where I'm at. If I'm celebrating the holidays with in-laws, if I'm with my own family, if I'm just in need of a little moment and someone to talk to, traveling, whatever it might be, taking care of my own mental health has really never been easier. And I know, guys, we're shopping for the holidays. Money can be tight this time of year, but luckily Talkspace is in network with most insurance plans, so you'll only have to pay a small copay. And it's incredibly convenient to have virtual sessions with your licensed therapist from the comfort of your home. I can sometimes feel a little anxious, a little weary whenever I'm in a doctor office setting, and maybe that's not for everyone. I don't want to project, but like I love being in my bed, cozy and comfortable whenever I'm having these conversations with therapists, you know? So there's no need to commute to appointments also, miss time at work, line up childcare, whatever those different things that kind of stop you or get in the way of having a therapist speak to. You know, you're able to attend these sessions in your own comfort of your home, which I just really love. And it's mental health care made easy. And guys, as a listener of this podcast, you'll get $80 off your first month with Talkspace when you go to Talkspace.com/probably. To match with a licensed therapist today, just go to Talkspace.com/probably to get $80 off your first month and show your support for the show. That is Talkspace.com/probably. And really, guys, I can't say enough great things about it. We should all be taking more care of our mental health. We should all be taking care of ourselves, especially around the holidays. So do yourself a favor, go to Talkspace.com/probably. She's like, oh, I was supposed to be nicer to you when you are screaming in a public restaurant, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, also, here's the thing. Me and Bridget weren't screaming. I am just sure we were probably louder than we would have been had we known other people were there. And I take responsibility for that. I'm sure we were loud. And I go, yeah, you could have been nicer. There's a nicer way to ask that. And then I can't remember if Bridget said this or I said this. So I don't want to take it away from her if she had this moment, but one of us said, if you want respect, you have to give respect. That sounds like something Bridget would say. I don't think I said it. Maybe she said it, but also Bridget's probably like, don't involve me in this. I am not confrontational like you, bitch. So someone did say something about like respect. Like if you want respect, you have to give respect. She scoffs at us. She goes to sit down at her table. Her husband gets up. This British man, and they're age-wise, they're our parents' age. They're not old. I wouldn't be like, they're old people. They're like, you know, our parents' age. This man gets up. He starts walking towards us. Like, honestly, low-key pretty aggressive. And I'm like, oh, I don't know what's coming over me. But he walks over and he's like, you know what? I'll tell you something. You girls have been, and I lost my marbles. I go, oh, of course you're British. Of course you're British. And he was like, what? Excuse me. And I said, I get it. We've all seen the Netflix documentaries. You guys think you're so much better than us. We get it. You're so classy and poised. We're the loud Americans at the bar. We're at a bar. If you and your wife want to go somewhere for some peace and quiet, like I told her, go find a library or be nicer to us. Okay. Because we're at a bar. You guys don't just come over here. And I'm like, and he's trying to interject. I'm like, you don't get to just come over here and talk to us like this and think that you can get away with it. If you want to speak to us, you can speak to us with some respect and we'll give you respect back. I literally, as I said that, my actual real life body and personality finally took back over this dark passenger. And I immediately was about to start crying. Okay. Immediately. And then I was like, oh no, this isn't going to look cool. And gotcha. Because I am literally about to start bawling crying. And I say that, and he looks at me and he's like, you're a nasty little girl, aren't you? You a nasty, nasty little girl. And I was like, yeah, I am. And he was like, turned around and sat back down, didn't say a word. He was like, we'll take the bill. Bridget is looking at me like, what the fuck? I turn my side because I literally, tears are like welling up. The bartender is looking at us like, what the fuck? But he's not like angry. He's not angry. And I look at the bartender and I look at Bridget and she's like, wow. And I was like, oh my God. I'm so sorry. I start massively apologizing to the bartender. Honestly, not loudly, because I don't want anyone to hear me apologizing. But I was like, that is so out of character for me. And we're just like, is it? And I'm like, yeah. No, I swear to God it is. I swear. And I was like, I'm so sorry, sir. And the bartender could not give seven fucks less. The bartender didn't say this while the other two people were there. But after they left, he was like, they were so rude. Like, you can't speak to people like that. But I did say to him, I was like, I don't know why I said this. I was like, if they were French, I would have never done that. I swear. Because I really wouldn't have. If they were French, I would have been like, oh, shit. But there was something about them being British that I just don't know how to explain to you guys, that I was like, no. And I really should say, if it was any you know, culture, I would have been like, you can't fucking talk to people like that. But for some reason, I really was just like, oh, here we fucking go. We're not even in like England, and you're coming here and telling us like, and I know there will be some people listening to this that simply don't agree with me and are like, oh my God, you guys are being loud. They told you to shut up. Like, that's fine. Like, I get that there might be two sides to it could swing either way. You could totally agree with me or you could totally not agree with me. But this story is for the self-proclaimed People Pleasers Anonymous Club that I'm the president of. And I'm here to tell you something. That was a really, really difficult out of character thing for me to do. However, okay. Which, by the way, they left, which was great. They literally like paid for their drinks, left. And we were like, we'll pay. We like tipped the guy extra. And he just kept being like, you don't have to do this. They were literally like two people in the restaurant. They were assholes. You don't have to do this. Anyways, I will sell you this. This is why I'm telling the story. One, just because it's like fucking crazy. I can't believe I did that. And two, and I'm not over exaggerating the story, by the way. I literally did just that. I do think a small part of Bridget was probably mortified, but that's fine. I will say this. I went to bed that night like a rock, soundly, like a rock. Other than to retell the story with glee, I have not thought about the story again. I have not thought about those people again. I know they say you should be the bigger person, we should treat others like we want to be treated, all these things that I do try to live my life by, but I am here to tell you, me popping the motherfuck off on those people helped me sleep really good at night, okay? And I do not fight and wonder, should I have said this? Could I have said this? I'm sure I could have been more graceful in my, you know, approach to them. I could have said like better, more like snappy things other than like, we've all seen the Netflix documentaries. What does that even fucking mean? I don't even know what that means. Like what, like bend it like Beckham? Like, what are you talking about, Shannon? I don't know. But I don't even regret any of the weird stuff that I said that doesn't even make sense, because I just felt so good about standing up for us, and I don't regret it, and I doubt I'll ever do it again. But I'm here to say that lady that shushed me on the plane, she just shushed me, and I couldn't stop thinking about it for 3 days. If I would have not said anything, I think that would have destroyed me for like a solid 2 weeks, and I'm just really proud of myself. And you guys might think that that was a trashy thing for me to do, and I'm gonna say I don't give a fuck, because I am a little trashy and I'm really proud of myself. And I don't think that, you know, there's so many other things in that situation that could have made me act differently. Like, if it was more people there, I probably wouldn't have done it. But the fact that it was just those two people there, and it was just us two, I think gave me the kahunas to really speak out. And that's what happened. So yeah, if you're the British people that happened to and you're listening, I'd love to have you on the mic. Give it a call. Let me know. So, you know, they went back just fuming. Like, no, whenever he was like, you're a nasty little girl, aren't you? I was like, I am me. I'm going to get nasty little girl merch made, okay? You're a nasty little girl, aren't you? Yeah, bitch, I am. Nuck if you fucking buck, okay? Nuck if you buck. And that was my story. But other than that, Pierce was fabulous. No other confrontation. No other really big issues happened. And yeah, we just had the best time ever. Like I said, just really had the most iconic Paris girls trip. Thanksgiving is right around the corner. Let us not forget that my birthday is also right around Thanksgiving. But that aside, big holidays mean big family get-togethers, right? But you don't have to spend all that money on the Thanksgiving spread without getting something in return. You know, with Ibotta, which is my favorite app ever, you can get your turkey and all of your favorite sides for free. Starting November 1st, for the fourth year in a row, Ibotta is giving 100% cash back on your Thanksgiving feast. Like, you guys, did you hear me right? That's insane. Just add the offers in the app to redeem for everything that you need to make your Thanksgiving feast complete. All you have to do is shop at your favorite retailers and upload your receipt. Like, that is so easy. Ibotta gives you cash back on hundreds of grocery items, from produce to personal care to pantry goods, you name it, y'all. You can make sure that you are beating inflation, because Lord knows the world is inflated right now, with no matter what you're purchasing. And all these other apps, they just give you points, right? They don't really amount to much. With Ibotta, you're getting real cash back that you can cash out to your bank account. You can get PayPal, you can do gift cards, whatever, but it's the green stuff that we love, okay? Cash. You can also earn cash back on hundreds of online brands and retailers too when you start with Ibotta, including Lowe's, Macy's, Sephora, Best Buy, and more. I literally just made an order with Sephora and I uploaded my receipt immediately to Ibotta. So download the Ibotta app now and use code PROBABLY to get 100% cash back on your Thanksgiving dinner starting November 1st. 100% cash back, you guys. Like, that's insane. Just go to the App Store or Google Play Store and download the free Ibotta app and use code PROBABLY. That's Ibotta in the Google Play or App Store and use code PROBABLY. And then I says to myself, well, me and Marcia, James' mom, we decided she was going back the day after I went to Paris. So her and James got a day by themselves because I went to Paris the day before her. And she said, like, kind of in passing, like, oh, because I have not announced this yet, technically on the podcast, only my Instagram. But James and I are having our big ass, fun ass wedding celebration in Italy. And I could not be more jazzed for that. I have always said, always said that I wanted to get married in Italy. I've always wanted a wedding in Italy. I've always wanted to celebrate in Italy and do all the things in Italy. And I'm not gonna lie, I've literally said that to every guy I've ever dated, like, and all of them have been like, yeah, we'll fucking see. When I met James, I'm pretty sure I said to him, like, probably pretty early on because I'm psycho, like, I'm pretty sure I said to him, like, yeah, like, I have always had a dream to get married, like, whoever I marry I would love to get married in Italy. And I remember specifically him being like, that is so funny, I've always wanted to get married in Italy. And I'm like, that is so funny. So really excited. We just had to nail down where in Italy we wanted to get married. So basically the Amalfi Coast is where we're doing it. And I'm just so excited and I cannot wait. And there'll be many more wedding planning little moments on this podcast leading up to it. So anyways, all that being said, I have been planning, like, so I know it's really popular. Like, a lot of people are getting married in Italy these days. Like, my TikTok is full of it and that's fine. You know, I never will miss an opportunity to do the same thing that everyone else does. I love it. So I have been really fortunate in the sense that it's been not, I wouldn't say easy. It's not been easy, but it's been more accessible to plan, discover, research, and find all these things out about, you know, celebrating and planning a wedding in Italy. It's kind of, even though there's like a language barrier and it's really far away, I've been able to like do some digging and find out a lot on my own. So I was researching for literal weeks and I basically nailed down like a couple places that I thought about for venues, a couple places for the dinner, a couple places for the reception, like all these things that I'm trying to figure out and finagle. And I did think kind of like, I can just do this online. Like, I can just talk to these like venues and these people and, you know, most of them speak English. So this is not gonna be the hardest thing in the world. I don't think I physically need to go to Italy to look at this, but maybe I will next year at some point. I don't know. That's like what I thought. So then Marcia says, oh my gosh, Shannon, you're coming to Paris for this girls trip. And I was already connecting through London to get to Paris. So she's like, you're going to Paris for this girls trip. What if you stayed with us one night and then we went to Italy? Because Italy, again, I always say this and everyone's always like, I know you didn't just call Italy Florida, but like, I mean it in the sense of distance. Like, yes, Italy and Florida are two very different places, but kind of, I guess. But no, Italy and Florida are the same in the sense that, like, if you were going to go from London to Italy, it's a 2.5 hour flight. Okay. So it's like us going to Florida. So she was like, you should, and the time difference is 1 hour. So she was like, you should possibly, why don't we just go to Italy? Like, what if? And I was like, oh my gosh, what if? And she's like, that way we can see the venues in person. We can like get the feel of the vibe. We can talk to the people and really like nail down some things. And I definitely did this whole trip as a like, might as well. Like, we were like, might as well. I'm here. We might as well. And I was really thankful to Marcia for being like, let's go. And so we did that. And also just like nice to have boots on the ground in Europe. You know what I mean? Like, of course I called my mom and was like, mom, come with us, please. And Marcia's like, please. And she's like, babe, I love you so much. I cannot wait to do everything. Wedding. My mom has like made all these spreadsheets for our wedding already. So like, she's in the thick of it with planning, but she's like, I'm not flying 9.5 hours and having an 8 hour time difference to go to Italy for 2 days. Cause me and Marcia, we were in and out. We were there for 2 days. So anyways, I FaceTimed my mom the whole time. I FaceTimed Taylor the whole time and Anna Grace, but Marcia and I, we were locked and loaded. Okay. Like, we were women on a mission and we succeeded in our mission because we definitely nailed down a lot of things. And like I said, I kind of thought the trip originally was just like a might as well. Then when I was there, and if you're planning an Italy wedding, I'm gonna say right now, babes, you kind of need to go to Italy. You kind of need to go where you're going and see it, because it was eye-opening in the sense that I was like, I would have never known this, that. Like, logistically, you really can't, you need to see things with your own eyes and you need to be able to plan things with your own eyes. So like I said, I keep using the term boots on the ground, but like we had boots on the ground there and we were able to do a lot and it was just so fun because like Marcy is just so fun. So we were just like, you know, sipping on Aperol Spritz and limoncello and eating good pasta and walking, so much walking, but like we just were having the best time and the weather was gorgeous. And yeah, I will keep you guys very up to date with wedding planning, but it was a very successful trip and I had the best time ever. Did a little bit of shopping, you know, whatever. But it was just cool. It was really, really cool. And it got me really excited just like walking down the streets, just like picturing my friends being there, walking down the streets of Italy, all to celebrate us, all of James' friends and all of us coming together. And I just got excited. And I know I talk about it all the time. And I see all these memes that are like, everything doesn't have to be an era, but like it fucking does. And I'm in my bridal era and I'm just so fucking excited to be here and talking about it. So, I won't shut the fuck up about it moving forward. You guys will be like, thank fuck when her wedding's over, but it's not yet. So, buckle up, strap in. So that was the trip to Italy. All right, guys, quick outfit change. I just got back from traveling, but I needed to tell you guys about the Curl Secret by Infinity Pro by Conair because, listen, I've been on a plane all day and my hair still looks like, honestly, pretty effortless. And that is because of this auto curler. It is such a game changer. The hair goes in, the curl comes out. It's like magic, baby. And it's got 5 temperature settings. It's got 3 different curl options. It really truly is just so nice. I like a more blown out look, but you have this option if you put the temperature up or you change the curl style to get a tighter curl. It is perfect for all hair types. And here's the thing, your hair's not gonna get tangled, right? It's got this anti-tangle technology, which we love to see. And it really, really helps prevent frizz. I find my hair looking just like a lot more smoother and shinier. So you guys are gonna want this for long lasting curls. Shop the Curl Secret by Conair by Infinity Pro at Ulta. You know you want to. And oh, I totally forgot to mention when we were in Paris, when I tried on wedding dresses. So that was the sweetest thing in the entire world. Bridget literally planned this. I was so shocked to my core, like literally shook. And I couldn't believe it because like we were on a trip to celebrate her. It was very much for her. The trip was for her and her collection with Revolve. And it was just such a selfless thing to do and so sweet and kind and sincere. And like I said, she's the queen of all brides, so the fact that she like wanted me to have my bridal moment was just really sweet. And the fact that we went to Ellie Saab, which is just like an iconic designer in general, and for her to get me a not reservation but an appointment there to try on dresses just felt like seriously princess moment. And I felt very Princess Diaries where I was like, me, who, me, for real? And it was just really sweet. And I didn't try on that many dresses. We were honestly talking too much, but I tried on a bunch. I don't think I found my dress there, but it was really cool to understand the process because like I've never fucking done that. I wear pretty dresses all the time. I go to events all the time. I did pageants growing up, but like nothing, there's nothing like trying on wedding dresses. Like it is so different. And I'm like giddy about trying. I tried on one style. I tried on a bunch of big poofy dresses and I'm not sure that that will be the style I go with. But then also like Bridget was making some great points. She was like, this is your one time to like be a princess at your wedding. Like, don't you want this like moment? And I was like, yeah, you're kind of right. Like, damn, I wear sexy white dresses all the time. Should I have a big poofy dress? But then another part of me is like, that's so not me. And then another part of me was like, maybe I'd do poofy. I'd take the poofy off at the end. Like, I don't know. I really don't know. And I get asked all the time, like, what do you want your wedding dress to look like? Even they asked me at the appointment and I was like, I don't know. My Pinterest is filled with like 85 different designs. People look at it and they're like, so what do you want? I'm like, I don't know. I don't know. So I'll keep you guys, you know, not totally posted on what I pick, but for the most part, it's hard though, because do you know what's so funny? I wanted to call James and FaceTime him and show him all of them. Like when I got back, I wanted to be like, do you like this one? Do you like this one? But like, obviously it's the one thing you can't show your groom. So like, I just was like, I don't know. Does anyone else feel that way? Is anyone else like, I wanted to show my guy the dresses, even though that's exactly what you're not supposed to do. So I didn't, obviously I did not, but I have a couple more appointments. I can't wait for when my family's here for Christmas. I'm going to try on dresses here in Franklin or Nashville. I can't remember where the shop is. I think it's in Nashville. And we're going to do it at big. We're going to have my mom, my sister, James' mom, Taylor. We're going to rent a limo and we're just going to go and try on a bunch of dresses. And I'm really excited for that appointment too, because that'll just be like so sentimental. I think I'm going to go to Florida at some point and try on dresses. Who knows, maybe I'll find the dress with my family. But I do have a couple shops in Florida I want to try, so obviously I want to make an excuse to go try on dresses with Anna Grace, because Anna Grace is engaged. And the fact that like we always talk about it, y'all know we always talk about it, I'm gonna have her on for a podcast, whatever, I'm not gonna overdo it right now, but like we really do fucking live parallel lives. Like everything does happen to us literally like this, like split seconds apart. And that is of course how it would happen with our engagements, and it just makes me so happy. I'm not gonna spoil it and go over too much because I'm having her on the podcast very soon, so her and I will have the whole moment. And yeah, I'm just really pumped for that. Also, let's talk about something that is on the top of my mind. The fact that right when I went on a podcast break, I got engaged and Taylor Swift started dating Travis Kelce. Like, are you joking me? I have so much to talk about. Now you guys are probably like, bitch, we don't care. This is like, this podcast episode is going to come out on November 21st. And y'all are literally going to be like, bitch, we don't give a fuck. They're probably going to be like married by the time this episode comes out. I am so here for it. And I want to be honest, like if I had been live on the podcast from the inception of their relationship, I think I would have, you guys would have heard a little bit of a different opinion from me from like the very beginning to now. Now I'm all in. I'm team yes, 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 yes. In the beginning, I'm not gonna lie, I was a little like meh. And actually, if you follow Amanda Hirsch, Not Skinny But Not Fat, I feel like her and I were on the same page with our idea about it. And I talked to Claudia about it. Was it Claudia and Jackie or just I don't remember. I talked to one of them where I was like, listen, I'm just kind of not here for it. And they were like, what? Because I was not here for Travis Kelce. I thought he seemed really like clout chasey-ish when he was like, always talking about it on the podcast. He was always talking about how he wanted to give her a friendship bracelet, but she doesn't talk to anyone after the show. I was like, yeah, well, duh. She's a fucking mega superstar icon who needs to save her voice. Like, she doesn't care about your fucking friendship bracelet just because you're some star football player. Like, I was such a hater. Like, I was like, yeah, who are you, Travis Kelce? Obviously, he's a big fucking deal. But I don't know why. I was just like, you know, buzz off, Travis. And then they started seeing each other and I was like, wait, what? And then he was talking about it a bunch. And then I was like, wait, what is happening here? And then I flipped like a motherfucking steak, and I am so here for it. I am so here for it because you can genuinely see how happy she looks, right? Like, she looks so, so, so genuinely happy. And I feel like, not to compare myself to Taylor Allison Swift, even though we're both Sagittarius, all I have to say is I feel like when I started dating James, every one of you guys were like, we can literally see the glow. We can literally feel the radiation and how genuinely happy and like goo goo gaga, like in love you are, like the PDA. Like, there are just some things that I see in her right now with all these videos that are surfacing. Obviously, I don't know her, but like, I can just tell a bitch is in love, okay? She is in love and I'm so happy for her. Okay, I don't know if she's in love, but like, I just feel like she's so, so, so happy. And the more I've started watching their relationship unfold like the rest of the world has, so I've literally only seen what all the rest of us have seen, he does seem like a really stand-up guy. He does not seem like he's doing any of this for clout. Like, he really does seem like he's into her, and that's all I want. I want someone that's into her, and we've never seen the side of her being like PDA and holding hands and running to him after her show's over and kissing him. Like, who even knows what gorgeous videos will surface before this podcast episode comes out. I'm absolutely 100% all in for it, and I love it. And if you would have asked me when it first happened, I would have had a different opinion. So I wanted to share that one with you too, because we were on break and I didn't get to share that. But now I'm like, I'm here for it. I'm team Taylor and Trav like forever. Everyone literally thinks they're going to be married and start having kids like next year. And I'm like, I'm here for it. Okay. I know I keep talking about it, but Thanksgiving is coming up, guys. It's literally tomorrow. If you're listening to this podcast right now, then Thanksgiving is tomorrow. Wait, okay, sorry. It's 2 days away from here. Either way, what are we doing? We're eating turkey, right? We're eating turkey, but what are we also doing? We're probably drinking some wine. We're just going to do that. So one thing that I love to do is have some Element on me, because Element is the queen of electrolyte replenishment, all right? It's spelled like L-M-N-T, and you guys have probably seen it before. I got turned on to them by none other than Taylor, because she was obsessed with them during her pregnancy. But then James became their biggest fan, so then it was literally just always all over our house, okay? But the biggest thing that sets them apart from the other electrolyte drink mixes is there is absolutely no sugar. Zero. Just salt to replace all that lost sodium, okay? There's no artificial ingredients, no coloring, no fillers, no gluten, honestly, just no BS. And the reason that it's so important to have electrolytes in our system is because they facilitate so many different functions in our body, okay? The conductive of nerve impulses, hormonal regulation, nutrient absorption, the fluid balance. Now, guys, those are a lot of big words and I'm not a scientist, but all of that sounds very important to me. And I know one thing, whenever I don't drink enough water, I get a headache. So I personally love chugging Element in my water because I don't drink enough water, all right? It also helps with sleeplessness, so I love that. James is obsessed with Element after his workouts because when you sweat, you are losing all of your electrolytes. So it's that loss of sodium that we need to make sure we combat, right? So everyone is using Element, okay? All of them, pro athletes using it, Olympic athletes, you name it, Navy SEALs even drink it. So you know this is the good stuff. And right now, Element is offering my listeners a free sample pack with any purchase. That is 8 single serving packets for free with any Element order. This is a great way, by the way, to try all 8 flavors or share Element with a salty friend. Get yours at drinkelement.com/probably. This deal is only available through my link, by the way, so you have to go to drinkelement.com/probably. Also, Element offers no questions asked refunds, so try it totally risk-free. If you don't like it, share it with a salty friend and they will give you your money back, no questions asked. You've literally got nothing to lose, so go to drinkelement.com/probably. What else? Oh, guys, this episode, how can I say it any more times? I don't know why I keep saying it. It comes out November 21st, but that is important because the next day, tomorrow is my birthday, my 30th birthday. If all you bitches don't wish me happy birthday, you're dead to me. No, I'm kidding, but I will be 30 and that's really exciting because I have wanted to be 30. This is so weird, but I've wanted to be 30 since I was like 25. Like the second I turned 25, I was like, can I just be 30? Like, I'm just like over it. Let's just be 30. Everyone has been hyping up 30 so hard. My mom, back when I was like young, like 13, she said her 30s and 40s were her favorites. Like they are just iconic, and we as women, I feel like, have really leaned into our 30s, and these next 10 years I'm just very excited for. I also started to think about it now, it's getting kind of emo, and I was like, wait, I have done so much. Like, I'm actually so proud of myself. I had the exact opposite thoughts that I know some people do, like get a little down on themselves and they're like 30, but like I haven't done enough. I'm like, wait, bitch, take another break. Like, you've done a lot. Like, I've really been out here doing it and I'm really proud of myself. And normally I wouldn't say something like that because it sounds like cocky or arrogant, but like, I think we should all take moments to like really take inventory of all the stuff you have completed before 30. Cause I know we all make these wish lists of like things that I want to do in the next 10 years, but like, let's talk about all the shit you have done. Okay. You have done a lot. If you're listening to this, I guarantee fucking you've done a lot. And if you think, oh no, I just like graduated college, got a job, got in a relationship. Like, no, like really think about all the stuff you've done, like for real, in self-healing and in your life with your relationships and your friendships and your like body. Like, think about the things you've done, and I bet it, the list is fucking long. And I did that the other day and I was just really, really proud of myself. And I was like, wow, I'm about to be 30 and I just like completed 8 sold out shows of like me speaking to audiences and just really having the best time ever. And I cannot believe that I got to like tick that off. That even wasn't on my bucket list. Like, you guys made that a part of my bucket list because you told me that I should do it and that it gave me the confidence to do it. So I just really reflected the other day and was like, wow, I'm so, so thrilled to be entering my 30s at this like place in my life that I am. And the next 10 years, who fucking knows what I'll do? I don't. Everyone's like, so what's the deal? Do you just want to do live shows forever? I'm like, I don't know. I don't know where this leads us. But I do know that I've been obsessed with seeing you guys in person and having that face-to-face connection, because I feel like we're friends. Literally, I could just sit here and talk to this camera. I'm just speaking into a microphone and talking to literally no one. Like, I'm physically looking at, okay, producer Courtney, you are not a no one. I love you so much. But she's, you know, just got headphones on, just like staring at the camera, right? Like, she doesn't talk back to me, but I just love being able to communicate with you guys, even though it's like low-key really one-sided. But being able to meet you in person, it opened this Pandora's box of like love that I just never realized I could feel from people that I've never met before technically. And it made me feel a little less crazy, because I always say like, I feel like we're friends. And whenever I met you guys like on tour at these meet and greets, like y'all would literally be like, it's so funny, I know we've never met before. And I'm like, no, it's so funny, I know we've never met before, but I feel like I know you too. Like, I just genuinely love that connection that I have with y'all. And it just really, someone did message me and say, what have you learned from these live shows? I've learned that I literally wouldn't survive without producer Courtney. So shouts out, I love you. And then I've also learned that, I have to really prioritize sleep and my energy dispensing, because that you need for 3 back-to-back live shows. But I learned that that people are good. Do you know what I mean? Like, the majority of people, y'all are more than good. You're amazing. You're kind. You're rooting for me. You guys are literally paying your own dollars to come to a show to just watch me talk on stage by myself for an hour and a half. Like, y'all are paying money to meet me and to just be able to give me like that hug or that just moment of being like, we love you and we're here for you and we've been watching you and we're rooting for you. And I could actually get emotional thinking about how thankful I am, because I've actually felt it and it's done so much for me and like my insides. Like, it's just like, I literally feel like I just like went to therapy for 3 months by just like having you guys. I'm like literally I'm getting teary-eyed over here, because you guys have just shown me that people are good, that the majority, the 99.9% of you guys are so, so good. And I'm just so thankful for you guys. And not to be like dramatic or needy, but please keep showing up. Like, please keep going to these shows and meeting me and making me feel that way, because it's like, you can't bottle it up. Like, you can't bottle it and sell it, or I would, and then I would just buy it all off my own shelf, because I love that feeling so much and I love you guys so much. So thank you for making me feel that way and reminding me that like Luke Bryan says, most people are good. And what else? When I, oh, 30. Okay, I'm going to Florida. So this is going to be the best trip ever. The only thing is, and this would happen because Anna Grace's birthday fell. She didn't plan anything. Like me, Anna Grace and Taylor, one thing about us bitches is we are not going to plan until like low key the last minute. And me and Anna Grace both keep talking about our weddings. We're like, yeah, this is the only thing we've ever had to plan a year in advance. And we're like, what the fuck? Why do you have to plan so far in advance? But basically, my birthday, her birthday, her 30th birthday, I was in Ibiza and James had planned that a trip. We had bought the flights like literally 8 months in advance. So I wasn't able to go to her 30th birthday celebration. We just celebrated when she came here. We did a big thing, whatever. But then my 30th birthday, she has had this trip planned to the Bahamas for literally like 4 months. And so she can go. Also, my birthday, bless everyone's heart who has to celebrate my birthday for the rest of my life, because it is always, and I know I bitch about it all the time, and you guys are like, Kim, people are dying. And like, I know, but basically my birthday falls on, it's always the week of Thanksgiving. So I never get to celebrate my actual birthday with people. If I want to go on a trip, I always have to do it like the week before or the week after. I usually try to do the week before. But because then the week after everyone's like, we just took off for Thanksgiving. We literally have to get back to work. Oh, what the fuck? But anyways, this trip that I have planned is the week before my birthday. And Anna Grace has had a trip planned to the Bahamas for like 3 months. So she won't be able to come. So neither one of us came, but we just planned. Actually, we were on FaceTime before this. We just planned this really fun, interesting trip with the two of us. And we're like, it'll be our 30th celebration together. And it's just the two of us going and we'll have a blast. So stay tuned for that. But regardless, me and a bunch of my friends are going to Florida. We're going to 30A. There's a place called Alice Beach. It's spelled like A-L-Y-S, Alice, like Alice Beach. It's like gorgeous, stunning, like all these like white buildings. It looks like Greece kind of. I don't know what the weather's going to be like. I think it's going to be in the 70s. My birthday is also perpetually cold being this close to Thanksgiving, but it's going to be fun regardless. I'm so excited. And my actual 30th birthday falls the day before Thanksgiving this year, because obviously November 22nd is not always on Thanksgiving. Next year it'll be on Thanksgiving when I turn 31, but it changes obviously every year. And you know, Thanksgiving is always the last Thursday of November. But my mom is so cute. So because it falls so close to Thanksgiving, she was like, do you want to like do a cake at the house? I was like, yeah, of course. Anytime it falls really close to Thanksgiving, it's always kind of really nice because all my family's there anyway. So we get to celebrate my birthday with all my family, which I don't always get to do. So I was like, yeah, of course. Sharon Kay and Vic, God's gift to this earth, they are planning me like a proper low country bowl. And if you don't know what that is, it's like very Southern. It's very, I don't know, it's very low country. You like get a bunch of, if you know what it is, I don't have to explain it. Just Google low country bowl, but it's like a bunch of corn and potatoes and meat and crawfish and crab legs and like sausage. And you just like pour it out on a giant table with newspaper and everyone just picks at it. And we're just so excited. And I'm really excited for James to experience his first Thanksgiving, because obviously British people don't do Thanksgiving. It's only an American thing. And he asked me the other day, is it bigger than Christmas? And I was like, no, but kind of. Yeah, no. And then I was like, I don't really have an answer. Like, producer Courtney, you're looking like it kind of is. I said it's as big as Christmas. Like, no one's just like not doing anything for Thanksgiving. Like his, our friend Allie Bone, who I love and adore, just moved to DC, and he was talking about Thanksgiving. He's like, oh yeah, we'll all experience my own first Thanksgiving. But he like didn't have plans, and he was in DC, aka in America. And I was like, oh, Allie, you can't not celebrate Thanksgiving with friends or family. And he was like, well, sure I can. The day just is another day for me. And I was like, no. So he's going to come. He's flying to my parents' house. I call my parents like, can James' friend come to Thanksgiving with us too and stay with us? And of course, my parents were like, of course, the more the merrier. So we're going to have a big birthday low country bowl the day before, which I was like, Mom, are you cool with cooking that much food the day before we cook that much food for Thanksgiving? She's like, yes, honey. My mom does not know how to cook for anything other than in bulk. So that's her one shtick. She cooks in bulk at all times. So it'll be great. I'm really excited. I feel like I'll have like a lot of funny stories about our two British boys enjoying Thanksgiving for the first time at the lake. And then my birthday will be fun. So I will have so many more updates for you guys with the 30th birthday in Florida, the trip Anna Grace and I are going to go on, all the things. And then I promise you, I will do a really fabulous, fun, exciting, sentimental, and sweet engagement episode with James. So I love you guys so much. I'm so glad to be back. I could literally talk for another hour, but producer Courtney did tell me we have to stop at an hour. So I love y'all, and I cannot wait to talk later. As per usual, knuck if you buck, and see you soon.